This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The CEO of Live Nation Entertainment is set to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Live Nation is the venue and promotion company that merged with Ticketmaster more than a decade ago, a heavyweight player that some argue has gotten too big. There was the mess last year with Live Nation's Taylor Swift tickets, which the company today is set to blame in part on a cyber attack. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
There's an old expression antitrust lawyers have for how hard it is to unwind a merger.
It's called, quote, unscrambling the eggs. Once the eggs have been scrambled, it's tough.
Michael Carrier is a professor at Rutgers Law School. The Department of Justice approved the Live Nation-Ticketmaster merger in 2010. Critics like Carrier were concerned not only about higher ticket fees, but about a vertically integrated monopoly. Live Nation repped musicians, and Ticketmaster had the tickets, which meant Live Nation could threaten competing venues.
Hey, venue, you want access to our artists? You have to use our tickets. Or you want access to our ticketing? You have to use our artists.
A DOJ investigation in 2019 found Live Nation was doing just that. Live Nation denied the findings. Another DOJ investigation is reportedly underway. Diana Moss at the American Antitrust Institute says a decision to break up the company could lead to even more egg unscrambling in other industries.
You know, it's not like we're short on monopolies or oligopolies in the United States.
Live Nation declined to be interviewed for this story. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.